Looking at State Highway JJ first.
Okay. So we have 2,800 acres total. There's, I don't know, 25 or 30 parcels. This particular parcel is only 38 acres. We have a barn and cows running on it, but it was says residential.
So if it's a barn and cows, it should be agriculture.
Well, that's my request.
It's just the barn that's on it, residential.
Well, we have it as a garage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's
yeah,
I mean,
it's a metal barn.
Right. It's a metal building. Yeah.
Can I see the
barn, and then we have cows running.
Can I see
on
the
130 values?
Yeah.
So you're it's not a valuation, just classification.
Right. Well, and if
it's a barn and agriculture,
I started to say that the fact that I mean they're the residential parts go away and just the agriculture is my request.
Yeah, it looks like
when we do a barn, is that agriculture too? Is that what we put under? We put under residential?
Well, we were just talking. He thought maybe the guy that they bought it off of had it as a hunting lodge. That's why it's residential.
Yeah, they used to have a mobile home on it.
I was out there not long ago. There's cows out there. I ate a couple of your blackberries.
This guy sent him a bill.
Any objection, Mr. Assessor?
It's definitely probably should be
technical. Yeah, I mean, that's... And I hadn't looked at it until this bill came out. I should have caught it earlier, but just when I seen it's residential, I just thought it should be agriculture.
Yeah, if you'd called, we would have... Well, I
put it in an email, but I didn't tell you why I was putting it on the emails.
Okay.
You want to make that?
Yeah. Oh, no.
So what is
it? It's a change of classification to agriculture.
So I'll make a motion that we reclassify from residential to agriculture on
BOE 133.
Holmes Hospital.
Change of classification to agriculture.
Okay.
All right. Is okay a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All
second.
In favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. BOE 135.
Got some more cows in there?
No.
That's 938 James Epps.
Okay, so this parcel, we bought 50 acres. It's on the books in three different parcels. The other two parcels are agricultural. The third one is residential, and there is a building on it. I sent pictures. I don't know if you looked at it, but the building's falling down. The roof has several holes in it. All the windows and doors are kicked in. And so I'm asking that not be assessed as residential because the city of Branson actually sent us a citation saying it has to come down.
You're not going to make
them did go out and increase that.
Yeah,
I was afraid
he took it to
10%.
Yeah. I was afraid to get too close.
You wouldn't want to go in, that's for sure. I haven't been.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what do you require? I mean, honestly, so if it may have changed since you looked at it because it was $32,344 last year, and he just reduced it to $78,07.
Okay, well, the bill I got was raised to $36,650.
Okay.
Can you have that with you?
Yeah.
Show that.
So
show the assessor that card, maybe.
And
I'm just curious as to why that.
Well, I mean, obviously we changed.
When did you go out there,
yeah,
Kenny? When did you go out?
So it's the same 32344.
This is going to be the new appraised.
Yes, okay. Sounds like it was corrected for. I got here and I didn't know it.
I'm like, how much lower do you want to go than 7807?
I was going off of what the card said.
Okay, we're going
to. We were really pushing at the last minute to try and get things fixed.
Right.
Sure, that's all right. I didn't look online again. Once I got the card, I thought.
Some of those people got updated.
That's all right.
So you withdraw that one?
Yep.
Okay. We withdraw that one.
Now, are you still here for a motel?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't send me any financials.
No, I was trying to get it all together because that company owns several different entities.
Oh.
And so trying to pull out the motel's financials a little bit difficult, but I did get some.
And this is the Radisson.
Yes, the Radisson is 472 rooms. We purchased it in 2014, paid $6 million and $37,000. And it was also at auction.
Let us get to our file here.
57.
Number 57.
You paid $6
million and $37,000.
It's 57. BOE number 57.
$6,000,000,
120 South Wildwood Drive.
And I'm glad Dan went before us because it was a auction also, had several bidders on it. And we were the winning bidders.
But it's been that way since 14, right?
Yes.
And so where we would have gone in is, you know, said we went and reassessed everything, took all the exemptions out. We come up with this number, the Radisson, since I don't have any financials. If you divide what we have up here, it comes out to about $36,881 a room. And these higher-end motels, which this one charges quite... at least 150 a room. We were normally multiplying times 40,000 a room, so he's under that.
Well,
if we did it by 40,000, it'd be 20 million. So we're still in the ballpark if it's a viable running entity, unless he brings me.
I mean, there's other things besides financials that a person could do to look at something like this.
And
what can I see? What was the valuation in 2020?
$6,999,998.
So it went from $6,999,000. It went from basically $7 million.
Tripled.
And it tripled. I mean, I understand it hadn't been assessed in a while, but.
Okay. We have found one thing with a lot of the hotel owners around here that when we, in order to help with the pandemic and what happened, you're not required to, of course, but if you are able to pull the financials out of that.
And I've got 2 years here with me that I can lever, but in 2019 we had $7 million in sales and made a profit of $396,000, which is 6%. And not too many people stays in business. And then, of course, last year we only had $2.7 million in sales and we lost $992,000.
Well, it sounds like to me that you guys would greatly benefit from that.
I need your income and expense statement, everything there, and like I said, I'm able to do it.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, if you think that there's some sales, I mean, this is a large property, so I understand.
You have how many?
Right,
there's not going to be any comparables to it, so I don't know.
It was a little over $15,000 we paid for it.
I was just suggesting perhaps because this assessor did get some training in income approach, which we haven't had in the past, and it has helped most of our hotel owners. If you would be interested, you're not required, we can table this until next week and have you sit down with her and see if you guys can come to some agreement, and if you can't, then come back here and we'll talk about it and do something.
And I am taking the last 3 years because I'm counting the COVID year for you because that's what's bringing everybody down.
Yeah.
In their.
Well, I've got two. I have to get the third one because that corporation has other income in it. I have to break out the hotel. That's one of the reasons. The second's a little time to get it because it's.
Well, and that's fine. It was just a suggestion. I don't. If you.
Do you have any other basis of which? I mean, it has been assessed at $7 million for quite some time. You can understand that. I mean.
That's a lot of jump, but
do you have a basis for? Do you have a request number? What is that? And then do you have a basis for that request?
Well, the only appraisal I had is in 14 we bought it, so it's considerably old. It was appraised at 7.1 at that time, but our revenues have gone down each year since then. So the value, especially income approach, is going to be less, not more.
We've had that.
Pardon?
And we've reduced.
Okay, so you have $8 million is what
you're... So, and that was my request. I mean, it's a million more, but we've actually making less money than we did when we bought it.
And it may come down more.
Yes, Mrs. Sessor.
Are you going to ask him his opinion on the nightly rentals?
I think we got enough.
Ask a favorable.
So
well, let's take care of this first, and then if we could. So you're asking for $8 million. Okay, so it's possible that. Was the appraisal that you had based on an income approach?
Actually, the income approach was at 6.9. And then they did three different approaches and came to an average of 7.1 for a total.
Okay. And your financials are not as good as what they were then?
No.
It concerns me that if, and we're going to see what this comes back, but it does concern me that we have a approach, which is a cost approach, that's coming out at so much more than, I mean, that seems just... Wow.
But then think about it, too. This is a higher-end unit, and even based on 472 rooms at what we were charging other people for high-end, which was $40,000, we're right up there in that same number.
And one of the things, when we purchased, the property had just been remodeled, and so it was in very, very good shape. We haven't done anything but maintain it since then. The last 2 years, we've talked about doing a total remodel. Of course, last year, no, you couldn't do anything. But we estimate it could cost up to what we paid for it to do a total remodel.
Mm. Well, with that many rooms. I mean, with that many hotel rooms, I mean...
And that just speaks to the condition. It's not an upscale most... I mean, when... And that's one thing our manager talks about. He's been harping on us for 2 years that we need to remodel, because when you sell a room for $100... doesn't take much to make people happy. You sell a room for $200, they're a lot more particular.
It's not probably fair, you're learning on this and stuff, and then you can go with the number of rooms, but right now, if that Radisson had 250 rooms, it would have more income with 472. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain times we'll have more revenue, but the expense side goes with all
it
the
costs
rooms that they're not rented.
Still have to have electric on.
Is it like acreage to where, you know, if I'm selling a 20-acre parcel, I can get a lot more per acre than if I'm selling
Absolutely.
A 100-acre parcel? So at some level, and I get that this is how many rooms?
472.
What's the average rooms that typical hotels have?
100 would be closer.
I mean,
on the lower end, it's been about 100, but then on some of these bigger ones,
we're by far the largest one.
300 is roughly the biggest one.
Chateau's got 300. Hilton's got less than that.
Yeah. I just did another one on 165. It's two combined.
Is that this one? It's got 424 that we still got to work on.
Well, so, the one we're still working on is this Republic's one.
Right, and it's got
424 units. And
that's
so,
that's converted to
right.
workforce housing.
Right, but what my that's point is what we just did to the other high-end, like
vacancy,
what we did to the Meyer properties.
Well, I'm sure. And
those other ones, when they're higher-end like this, they were going between $38,000 and $40,000 a room. So if you multiply out 472... If we give them the 38,000, what are you getting? And it's still coming up higher, like where we were with the other people. That's his competition.
I don't know if he's competing with the Hilton and Chateau on the Lake. I mean, with all due respect,
no.
I'll
no,
go
I'm
stay at
the
Hilton. I'll go stay at the Chateau
down.
On the Lake. I'm not going.
I
would probably prefer that. I think at some level, I think what would probably do you best at this point, if you can get that third,
we can get it.
Number. I think it might even do better than the $8 million, and just that, just for the very reason that we don't have a current, you know the appraisal. According to what we have, our number, or what our state tells us that we can do is 3 years. So, I mean, obviously that's in consideration. It does have a basis there. It was an income approach. I mean, the income approach on it was less than that. Well, from what you're saying, and we have 2 years of financials here,
So the cost value you see at $18 million.